Question corner. My friend sometimes does things I know aren't right. What should I do?
I had a friend who made fun of others and treated them rudely. I knew I wouldn't want to be treated like that, so I decided to stand up to my friend. Even though she's no longer my friend, I'm glad I chose the right. I feel much better being around friends who treat others and me with respect. Riley M., age 9, Idaho.
First, I would set a good example. Second, talk to them. Third, pray. This is a very good way to keep your testimony strong and to receive an answer about your friend. I know that whatever you decide to do, Heavenly Father will always have a plan for you. He will help you when you are helping others. Anna M., age 11, Idaho.
This year in school, my friends started to use the Lord's name in vain. I asked them not to use that word, and they stopped. I am very glad the Holy Ghost and Heavenly Father helped me have the courage to do what was right. Jen Zay, age 9, Colorado.
Right now, I'm going through tough times with my friends, but here are some helpful tips. Number 1, talk with your parents. Number 2, if you have an older sister, talk to her. She will know your pain. Number 3, take a break from your friend for a couple of days and hang out with a different friend. You may eventually be friends again. Chloe S., age 11, Oregon.
When your friend starts doing things you're not comfortable with, you should stick up for yourself and tell your friend what is right. My advice is to tell your friend about the gospel. Tell him or her about the Ten Commandments and how you can follow them. If you are a missionary, it can really change someone's life. Carly K., age 10, Idaho.
Try asking your friend not to say or do whatever it is. If that doesn't work, try asking a parent for advice or telling a teacher or other grown-up. If you still need help, pray. What better way to get out of a sticky situation? Good luck. Sophie H., age 10, Colorado. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine.
Next question. Sometimes no one sits by me at church, and I feel lonely and like I don't fit in. What can I do? Do you have some advice about this? Send us your answer and photo by August 31st, 2012. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put question corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission. End of question corner.